Here's the translated text in English. Gold prices extend record rally above $4,200 on Fed cut bets, U.S.-China tensions. Gold rally set to extend as Fed easing, geopolitical risks fuel demand. ANZ, Trump says Modi assured him India will stop buying Russian oil. U.S. judge dismisses youth activists, lawsuit challenging Trump's energy policies. Trump says India PM Modi assured him of no more Russian oil buying. Trump says India will halt Russian oil purchases. EIA expects heating U.S. homes by electricity to cost more this winter than last year. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.48%. Samsung SK Hynix hit record highs as AI chip optimism persists. J&J faces first UK lawsuits alleging its baby powder caused cancer. Final hours. Subscribe to Investing Pro for less than $9 before sale ends today. ABB sees robust market so far unaffected by U.S. tariffs. Australia's Treasury wine chair grilled by shareholders but comfortably re-elected. TSMC Q3 profit blows past market forecast to a record on AI spending boom. EQT tops $19 billion in exits, boosts cash flow amid global buyouts and fund growth. TSMC Q3 profit jumps 39.1% to record, beats expectations. Nestle sales growth beats forecast with new CEO at helm. Australian unemployment hits four-year high, rate cut back in play. Australia jobs rise less than expected in sept, unemployment rate hits four-year high. Japan August machinery orders fall 0.9% on month, worse than forecast. New Zealand food prices fall in September. Argentina hopes to finalize $20 billion swap line before midterm vote. U.S. retail sales likely rose in September. Higher income consumers drive growth. Walmart U.S. CEO says shoppers still spending at a healthy rate, Bloomberg News reports. India's trade deficit widens to 13-month high on gold imports, U.S. tariff impact. Dollar defensive as Sino-U.S. trade tension weighs. ECB should only cut rates further if new shocks hit, Dolenk says. Morning bid, news overload splits markets. Besant says yen will find its own level if Bank of Japan follows proper. Policy hawkish, Bank of Japan policymaker calls for more rate hikes. Breach at U.S.-based cybersecurity provider F5 blamed on China, Bloomberg News reports. South Korean presidential policy chief says optimistic about U.S. tariff talks. U.S. buys more Argentine pesos working on $20 billion debt facility. Besant says U.S.-China still committed to global debt efforts. IMF strategy chief says Bitcoin price today struggles at 111K as trade tensions, risk aversion weigh, EOS climbs 16%. In a green day, PayPal stablecoin issuer Paxos mints $300 trillion by mistake. Donald Trump Jr. in discussion with DeFi CEO on future development. USDT Zero legacy mesh integrates Solana, unlocking interoperability for native USDT and Omnichain Tether. Gold Chainwire earns 8 badges in G2's Fall 2025 grid reports for press release distribution. X Money launches XMNDA on Sui, expands listings across global exchanges. Bitcoin price today steadies near 112 close amid trade tensions, rate cut bets. Bybit expands TradFi offering to web platform. Bybit Georgia enters new chapter with presence at DGFI 2025 and major partnership deal with Setanta Sports. Cathie Wood's ARK ETF adjusts, buys Baidu and Alibaba stock. Altman further comments on ChatGPT. Erotica First Merchants Corp ADR stock hits 52-week high at 26.25 UF. PASS stock hits 52-week low at 4.02 UF. UIN stock reaches 52-week high at 45.8 USD. Indivir stock hits 52-week high at 25.1 USD. Jacobs Engineering Group stock hits all-time high at 162.9 USD. Grail Inc. stock hits all-time high at 75.56 D. Baldwin Insurance Group stock hits 52-week low at 26.3 USD. If you need further assistance or a summary, please let me know.